see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show called Watching for Jesus. And that pretty much tells you what this show's about. But it's about all of it. It tells you how this old world's set up. If people would simply just get out of the clouds and come down to earth, they'd see this agenda play out the way it's going to play out. And they'll see the events. You actually can see the events coming in a way. But until that time comes, people are always going to play surprised. Be amazed that this happens and that happens and the thinking is changing. Can you believe they're still doing this? Can you believe they're going to do that? And so forth. When if they knew the agenda of the Illuminati, the Jesuits, the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Druids, and all these people that are really involved, the real instigators, the Roman, German, Italian, Illuminati families, then the reality would show itself. You could look at the articles coming out today and I'd put it in this right little place. It's just like a jigsaw puzzle. I don't do jigsaw puzzles, but I watch people do them. Oh, about 2 minutes worth. What they do is they put this color over there. They put the box up. The box of the jigsaw puzzle has the whole puzzle on the top of the box. So your goal is to get all these 2,000 pieces. Pull them out on a desk or something, another table or whatever. Brew a pot of coffee or whatever. And just start doing it. So what they do is they go through and they look at this blue, the stream, or give or take. So that's over there. So they'll put the blue over there. That's got to be the blue, right? Then there's the sun, and, well, that look for the orange. You got the point? So they put the colors separated. Then they set out to start making these little pieces fit into a preconceived picture. Now, what's really interesting about these jigsaw puzzles, as I was watching, I started, you know, trying to feel what they're feeling. Because I just don't have the patience to sit there and put together some. When you're done with it, then what? I mean, I look at ahead. Oh, Tom, you got to live your life. No, I say, well, what? Okay, I spend, you know, 3 days, 4 days, five, a week, whatever, depends how big it is. All my time is focused on putting these little pieces together. And when I'm done, I got this picture with puzzle pieces put together that matches the top of the box. There it is. Okay. All right. Okay, now I'm going to get another one. And I keep doing the same thing. What in the world have I accomplished, really? It's taking my time. And each time you find it, it fits. You get a positive reinforcement of internal pleasure. Okay. So it fits and you put it together. Oh, look what I got. Look what I did. It works. Okay. It leads you on, leads you on, leads you on. A reward each time. When you're done, yes, I'm done. Some people put them in frames, put them on the wall for a little artistry. Okay, wonderful. Look what I did, whatever. Let's sit here and look at it for a while. Isn't that good? Yeah, I did that. Took me a week. Really? Yeah. You ain't done looking. Let's keep looking for a while. I got a week's worth looking. Then what? Then what? You go buy another one. Do the process all over again. Have you learned about God? Have you learned about what's really getting ready to happen? Because when that balloon goes up around this New World Order, you're not going to give a hoot about some puzzle piece. How frustrated do you get when you're missing one? Oh, you got to write the company, you got to do this, do that. Oh. This New World Order, it's kind of like the same thing. It really is. Except it's in your face. And the puzzle pieces are there for you to get. They have to give you the pieces of the puzzle before they do it. Just like a 2,000-piece puzzle. And there's people that look at this worldwide puzzle with the pieces already there. Like I do a regular puzzle, I look at it too much. 2,000 pieces. I don't have time for that. For goodness sakes. When I get done, then what? So people then look at the world conspiracy in the same way. It's too complicated. See what the analogy here is. And they make it that way. They got to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They have to, and the information is there for you to take it. But you have a little help when you take Jesus Christ as your Savior. Holy Spirit will guide you along and say, no, not that piece right there. Oh, there you go. Not that one, that one. Oh, there you go. He'll guide you along. He'll show you where these pieces fit. This puzzle's not complete yet. It completes, totally completes, at the last battle called Gog and Magog at the end of the thousand-year millennium reign. That's when a puzzle piece is complete. But a lot of it will be complete by the end of Armageddon. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Pretty close. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to talk today about news. Show you where the news actually fits. And also, I had a show this morning, by the way. So it pretty much spit me this morning. So I'm going to hang in there. Oh, yeah. This morning on Jesus in the Morning, Sister Mac invited me again. And I talked about obedience to the Father, how important obedience to Him really is. And I talked about that about an hour or so this morning on her show. She's got a good show, Jesus in the Morning, by Sister Mac from 7 to 9. Today I'm going to throw a lot of detail at you, connect a lot of dots and put a lot of pieces of puzzle together, but I really won't do it justice. You can never do this justice because it's so vast and so complicated, just like JFK talked about in his speech. A monolithic conspiracy to bring the world to a new world order. It's been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries. Learning each step of the way. One step leads to the next, and they must do it that way. And at one point, they'll be allowed to come together and bring this new world order under control. 1 second, please. Okay, had to fix something right quick. Sorry about that. Too short to put music on and not long enough to cause too much of a trouble. Thank you very much for being patient there a second. Let's dedicate the broadcast and then let's get started today. Today I'll talk about Pearl Harbor and the truth behind it in short. I'll get right to the point. I'm not going to belabor today with about Pearl Harbor, but enough to give an idea about what really happened, because what happened at Pearl Harbor has been happening since 1776 and has been and will happen in the future. And by the same family bloodlines that orchestrated Pearl Harbor are with us today, orchestrating heading toward World War III. Oh, yeah. So we're not just talking about history. I'm talking about future. It's the same family bloodlines, family. The same family bloodlines. Same ones. Lord, we thank you today. Father, we call upon you today to guide us all. Guide me, Lord, as I go today in this broadcast, as we do on this beginning of the week. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible, your holy word, that guides us on a day-to-day. Lord, we call upon you, Father, to give us that wisdom discernment through the Holy Spirit upon your watchmen, upon your flock, that, Lord, it'll open up eyes and bring people together to confirm what they know. Father, to open the eyes and give courage to those watchmen to come out. Father, we pray for these churches to be convicted. Convicted to tell the truth apart from the government control, the World Council's control, the popery's control. But Father, for these preachers to get courage to start speaking the truth. Father, to expose the lies that's being passed on these and these heresies being taught today, expose them from the highest level. We pray, Lord, for some of our brothers and sisters today. Lord, it may be targeted along the way. That individually, Lord, they're going through trials and tribulations. We pray today for Velda, Lord, that in her walk, that, Lord, even among close associations, that she's been attacked. And Lord, to cover her with the blood of Jesus and use her mightily in those that she comes in contact with. but give her protection, wisdom, discernment, and opportunity, divine appointments, that, Father, she can spread the word and help sanctify. But most of all, right now, she needs protection. So we pray for her to have that strength. Pray for her that those angels will protect the Lord. Lord, we pray for the others. We revisit for healing, families to come together, to give us the words to speak, divine appointments that we can operate, and Father, witness to others. But Father, we need that help, because we see the evil coming around. We see the laws being changed. We see people turning away. But Father, we need more time. We need more opportunity to be able to spread that gospel. We need more help. And touch your hearts of those, Lord, that they'll open up their eyes, give them the words to speak, and the courage to speak it. We pray away, Lord, this thought of suicide, this demon of suicide. Father, we put a spell on it. Father, we put the chains on it. We call the Holy Spirit, Father, to put the chains on the spirit of this suicide that's going around today. And Father, a curse upon it, and put a chain upon it. And Father, to set up divine appointments of those that are affected by it, that will lead them away from these thoughts of suicide. And Father, we see they grow during these holiday periods, and Father, we know it's connected to this holiday. We pray for protection of children as being abducted, Lord, for these satanic sacrifices during this month in January. Lord, we know that's what it takes place. And we pray against the Wicca. Father, we call upon you to strip down their protection. And Lord, in being open and stripped down of their protection, Lord, that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, though, and this to serve as a guide for those that will wake up to see the light of your Son, Jesus, and to guard them against the mind control of Satan. Father, we pray for healing. We pray for an awakening of this coming end times, and a knowledge of the scriptures of the end times events to be brought upon your watchmen with opportunity to speak out. And witness others about the love of Jesus. This we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, forgive me a little bit. I'm a little hoarse today. But I've been that way now for about a week or two, I guess. So that's kind of where the scratchy voice comes from. Family, they have an agenda, milestones, objectives. This entire world is under this subjugation and under a plan that only God is holding back. Long enough that everyone that's going to be reached can be reached. That's what's going on. When that last person accepts Jesus Christ as Savior, when that word has been preached in the four corners, then the end shall come. Got nothing to do with some stupid four moons. Hagee and Mark Blitz, and that's just nonsense, and these books are garbage. Total garbage. There have been four blood moons for centuries and centuries and centuries. Now, can they make things happen? Sure. Being that they're part of the Illuminati, secret societies. They would know. Can it, what happens, can they predict it? Sure. When you know ahead of time, after all, Churchill, FDR, and the Japanese elite, they could have predicted Pearl Harbor in the 1920s. After all, they planned it. So they planned it, I'm sure they could have be able to predict about when Pearl Harbor would take place. And to make sure, they used Ensign Yamamoto, later become Admiral, as a go-between the Japanese elite and FDR and his cousin Churchill. You heard me correctly. When Yamamoto was going to Harvard as a young ensign, he became quite close to Americans back then, in the 1920s, mid-20s. And by the way, we're real busy about that time. 1921, we just recovered from a instigated depression by J.P. Morgan. 1920, 1921 depression. They don't talk about that much today in history books. But what they do talk about is how J.P. Morgan saved America. Yeah, after he crashed it to scare the dickens out of people in 1921. And about that same time, 1921, guess what? Yeah, the Rockefellers created the Council of Foreign Relations. Simultaneously, the Rothschilds, cousins, relatives, Illuminati, Luciferians, all of them, created the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the sister to the CFR, older sister. 1921, guess what else they created? Tavistock, the behavior think tank that bends the minds of cultures from then on and always has. It includes all the major colleges and universities in America as part of CIA operation. MI5, MI6, those are little go-boys for it. Work bees for Illuminati. It's all planned at Tavistock in England. Also created in 1921. 1921, happy days are here again, right? Because they fell. That's why they call it the happy days are here again. Clapper girls. Charleston. Organized crime. Keeping us all busy. Tied up. Sound familiar? It should. And during that period of time, they were planning Pearl Harbor. Our own people. Our own government, working with the European government, working with the Japanese government. They all work together. Okay, here we go. You see, Putin, Obama, and all the leaders, China, don't matter. They work together under control of the auspices of the Jesuits. If any of them get a little power hungry, start getting a case of conviction or whatever, they got to take them out. Replace them with another puppet. This is how it really works. This is reality. It don't matter whether it's Canada, United States, Mexico, Chile. You got it? Now see how it works? Milosevic, Serbian. Dachi, Albanian. Ramush Haradinaj. I shook both their hands. I didn't shake Milo's hands, but I shook the hands, literally, met Tachi, Ramush Haradinaj, Javed Aliti, at a couple of little get-togethers at the State Department. You say, well, who the dick is that? That's the main leadership in Kosovo at one time. Also members of the KLA, that later became the TMK. Family, these are mafia, Albanian mafia guys. The Brooklyn Connection, a little film that never made it to the United States, Shows, is one of the reasons, I guess it didn't make it here. Members of the Albanian Mafia and KLA signing checks over to Kerry campaign for election. You know Kerry, right? Skull and Bones, Kerry. Cousin to George Bush, Skull and Bones. They're cousins, along with Gore, Cheney, Romney. Family, these are all cousins. They're all cousins of the Mervingian bloodline. All of them. Colin Powell. They could trace their bloodline back to Charlemagne. Family, we're in a prison planet. And this can be proven. Denial won't get you anywhere but lost. This is the reality of what's going on today. And all of them are Luciferian. Trained from birth to be president of a corporation. You say, what's a corporation? United States of America, comma, incorporated. That's what we really are. Canada, Israel, Australia, you know the kangaroos are, and America are nothing more than mere colonies of England right now and today. We have flags, thank you, make us look like we're countries. We have this thing called, what's it called? Oh, yeah, the Constitution? Yeah. Constitution. Which is nothing more than a piece of paper. Family, that Constitution doesn't even exist. It never has. And confirmed by FDR, we've never had a democracy. Neither is Australia, Canada. We're colonies. Colonies need money to operate. You bankrupt it, they have to get a loan. How do you get a loan? He started a war. It's real simple. How do you start a war with a false flag? That explains Lexington and Concord, Fort Sumter, Alamo. Oh, I bet you wish I'd stopped, don't you? Sinking of the Maine. These are confirmed false flag operations. Pearl Harbor. Gulf of Tonkin. 9-1-1. Every single one. Bar none. Boy, that sure throws the dickens out of the history books, don't it? When you go to these tea parties, I went to one, I think, about 7 years ago or something. I just don't go to these things. I went to one of them, and I watched. I did say some things. I didn't make too many friends that night. I had to say something. They were spouting off about Constitution and rights and declaration of this, that, and the other. And I sit there and listened. Had a member of NAACP there. I said, what's he doing here? Had another member of the ACLU. I said, what's he doing here at the same time? Did people have any idea? And I had to throw those things out there. That did stir up some people. You don't have a Constitution. Republic was ended a long time ago. Family, we're a colony of England today. Now, here's the thing about it. They've kept this secret for so long, right? And here I am telling you, which causes a little pain, discontent, and you're getting mad at me and all that. And I'm supposed to depress you by saying we don't have a democracy, we don't have a constitution. So you start losing theoretically, you start losing your sovereignty, and you start saying, well, I just don't like his country anyway, and all that sort of thing. It is your home. People have fought and died for this country, thinking they were doing the right thing, and they were fighting enemies. Yeah, they were enemies, all right. Every enemy we fought was a legitimate enemy. But every one of the enemies, unfortunately, were also given deceptive, being deceived. It makes us both fight each other. So the higher-ups, the elite, the Luciferians, would go to the next stage of the New World Order. We've been used as like pit bull dogs fighting each other. Pit bull dogs don't hate each other. But you throw them in a ring, taught to fight, look out. And the ones around the sides are making the money, yelling, go, 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 go. That's exactly what's going on today. Exactly. I was in the Marine Corps for 12 years. I was at Parris Island, the drill field, as a company commander. I was recruiting duty in Buffalo, New York, in the disco era. That was dangerous. I was in the fleet as an infantry commander. I've been a company commander. I've been all aspects of the Marine Corps. Recruiting, the fleet, and recruit training. I've been all of it. And I know how to brainwash. I was proud of it. You had to. You had to take a civilian in 11 weeks. Drill instructors had to forge this individual with a big, he probably had the Dunlap disease. You know, his belly just Dunlapped his belt buckle. It's called the Dunlap disease. Dunlapped it over. Shave his hair. Get rid of his identity. Break him down the second they drive up to the recruit depot. Man, they drive up at 3 or 4 in the morning. Sleepy little heads. Drill instructor gets on that bus. And their whole life's going to change from the next 11 weeks. One last case in point. I won't forget this. I mean, it's not really significant maybe to y'all, but to me it was. After the platoon would be trained after 11 weeks, they had graduation. They'd go through a ceremony on the parade deck. And then they'd dismiss their platoon. They'd, of course, go on vacation, leave, whatever. And they'd meet their families on the parade deck. Outside, of course. And I remember one particular day, and I remember this one particular recruit. His big old baby Huey. Man, it looked like he had a stuffed over sea bag cinched up with a belt buckle. This boy was big. I mean, he's big everywhere. He had several Dunlap diseases. He Dunlapped over all his belt buckle. And his pants, too. He had Dunlap all over. He Dunlapped over. So, I watched him that 11 weeks. There's a few others too, but he was particular. And I'll never forget the day that he graduated in Parris Island. Oh, he was definitely not the same boy. He was definitely not the same one. And quite frankly, neither was I when I went in as an officer. I wasn't the same person either. But, so I can't say a word much. But I will anyway. So, I remember, I was watching all the families, oh, honey, blah, 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 all that. And I watched him, and saw his mother and his grandmother. His grandmother walked up, looked at him, and her, you know how they do it, the emotional stuff, you know. Took the hands over the mouth, oh, my gosh, what'd they do to you? I know when he got home. He probably had a whole lot of biscuits and gravy and country ham. But that boy was skinny. And he was big. He's a good kid, too. I remember him for this reason. But the mother's like her eyeballs, big as saucers. And the mother, grandmother, the hands over the mouth kind of thing. Oh, my God, what did it do to you? My boy. I guarantee he got new clothes at home. They had a lot of Christmas presents to give that boy, I'm sure. Nothing fit anymore. Family, it takes a change when you're going to fight and kill somebody. When you got to go to war, you can't be the same person again. You got to train them to survive. Make decisions in a second. You have to brainwash them. You have no choice. So they'll come back. Brainwashing. I don't like using the word brainwashing. I like to call it dynamic training. You see? I've been there. Well, I got news for you. Family, we've been brainwashed almost the same way without knowing it since the day you were born and didn't even know it. None of us knew it. It's not just us. It's worldwide. This is a prison planet. Of that, there's no doubt. Made to look like you're free, but you're not. The only way you're going to be free is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. They're not going to find it. America hadn't found it since the 1700s. And they go find it again till Jesus Christ comes back. It ain't going to happen. So it needs to go back to Tea Party now. So in these meetings, the rah-rah-rah meetings, say the Pledge of Allegiance, all that stuff. Gives you all goosebumps and that sort of thing. Family, it don't mean a thing. Because all your leaders worldwide work together to bring this world into a new world order, step by step, stage by stage. The Council of Foreign Relations is, in fact, responsible for all those dead in World War II and the Korean War. I got quotes to that effect from historians and articles, December the 9th, 1950, and you trace it down, you find out to be true. So that makes it also the death of the Germans, the death of the Japanese, and the death of the Italians, and the Brits. You owe it all to popery, and that's a fact. The Jesuits. Certainly, Lincoln confirms this even for the Civil War. It's carried from generation to generation. It's orchestrated. Everything is orchestrated. Do you understand the implications I'm saying here? They plan history and orchestrate it. I'm going to prove that today, tomorrow, all this week. That's my premise. That changes everything, the way you look at the world. And Americans and British and those, you know, determined to do this and do that, want to stop it. The family, it's going by the book. You want to learn about it, read the King James Bible. You can't read about it in other Bibles, you know that? Because they're missing verses and words. They're corrupted. Every one of them except the King James. And that's a provable fact of the matter. Whether you like it or not, it is a provable fact. From the day you're born, we've been manipulated. 1930, humanist Charles Francis Potter proclaimed, quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism." Now, I was talking about this last week. This is what drives us. It's not liberty. Freedom. Ranks, all that stuff. That's not what it is at all. Lucifer is prince of this world. Of that, there's no doubt. Now, denying this, people can do that. And when I say this in this fashion, I know I'm not making too many friends. But it's a fact. Now, along that quote, what I found interesting, I did some more research on that quote. And when you go beyond, you start seeing things that you kind of missed before. And there was something I missed on that one before that I think is crucial. When I did some deeper research into that quote about Charles Francis Potter. Charles Francis Potter. Okay, if I can find that quote. Sometimes my thinking goes ahead of my fingers on this computer thing. Here it is. Bingo. Charles Francis Potter, Humanism, A New Religion. He said, education, now listen carefully now, here's the full quote. Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children, what can it do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching? Unquote, 1930. That's major. That's how Satan has got it operated. That's why he controls the schools through the Freemasons. And the churches. And the military. And the politics. And the art. And the finance. And the philosophy. And the science. And by the way, I have objectives. Milestones. Well, actually objectives. On all those seven areas. As they're quantified. To control the world population. I'm only scratching the surface. John Dewey. Oh, that was one evil individual. John Dewey was the father of American education. The father of American public education. John Dewey. He's a humanist, a severe, severe humanist. And he said, and I quote, secular humanism is an attempt to function as a civilized society with the exclusion of God and his moral principles. During the last several decades, humanists have been very successful in propagating their beliefs. Their primary approach is to target the youth through the public school system. Now, for those that don't know, very quickly, the humanist doctrine, very quickly, goes something like this. Deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. They believe, finally, that the traditional family, must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. That's what they're taught. That's the premise they go on. Why would they say that? Look what else I found. Check this out. There was a globalist publication called The World. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This World is what it's called. And it praised the UN Convention in the winter of 1984. And if you look up the article, the title of the article is What's Wrong with Children's Rights in 1984. And it said, her name was Jan Blitz. And she said, I quote, and this is why, as I put it together, like putting a piece of puzzle together. Now you see. She said, and I quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings. Unquote. Jan Blitz. From this kind of thinking, they came out with this little thing called the International Rights of the Child. And that International Rights of the Child always has a little carrot, icing on an old wormy cake. Icing tastes good on top. But you cut into that cake, you got worms in the middle. Cake's not so good after all. This sort of contaminates the icing too, don't it? Might be good icing too. The threat to the American family structure then loomed between the walls of the United Nations. Evil to the core. On November the 20th, 1989, a UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And the 20th nation ratified that treaty on September 2nd, 1990. Conveniently before 1999. That meant the treaty is now in force. But the United States did not sign the convention. And there was pressure back then in the 1990s, from Hillary Clinton and others that were going to ratify this international nightmare. So this treaty secretly gives further ownership of all children, and that ownership goes to state, United Nations, enforcers of Child Protective Service. Senator Schaefer was after them. And by the way, her husband killed her while she slept in bed, and he shot himself. She is after Child Protective Service, and to put a stop or a slowdown on the North American Union. And she is determined like Benir Bhutto. I see her as an American version of Benir Bhutto. Benir Bhutto. She's assassinated by CIA and ISI also. Y'all get a picture here? This treaty undermines the authority of parents to raise their children and replaces it with a panel of UN experts and gives the children the right to disobey their parents under penalty of law. It gives children the right to disobey parents under penalty of the law, meaning the parent will be arrested if they mess around with their child's decisions. I located about 10 or 11 of the articles in the full program of how they're going to take your children away from you. I got them right here. So let me put it together for you, like putting a puzzle together. Belgium passed, some time ago, the king did, about children under the age of 18 can commit harakiri. They can kill themselves. They can agree to dying with dignity by agreeing to suicide themselves. Of course, it would be administered. Not even committed a crime. Several hundreds have done this now in Belgium. Oh, they always need a boilerplate. You know that, don't you? Then came along some lady in London that got a judge to rule in her favor for a severely disabled. They always use a case that is on the fence of discussion. A severely disabled child that you would have people discuss. Well, you know, maybe it wasn't so bad after all. How dare they do that? So you always have someone on both sides. But it goes way beyond that. They're not telling people. Let's put a little puzzle together here. So the mother was given authority to kill her child as granted her legally by the court system. Now that's a mother wanting to do it. International rights of the child, if it's passed, overrides the Constitution. I bet you I got your attention, don't I? And overrides any parent that says, no, honey, I want, no, we'll take care of you. No, I want to die. I'm tired of being like this. You can go to jail if you interfere on international rights of the child. If that's passed here in America. Now, I bet you're thinking right now, oh, we'll never do that. And I'll say, really? You want to right now put in your URL bar, your search bar, and come up with Oregon and find out what they're doing now since 1994 to get this act passed? Then tell me no. After you finish picking up your jaw off the floor. In Texas, too. Y'all. Well, we worried about Ferguson, Bundy Ranch, Fukushima, whatever else they throw at you. They're passing these darn laws. And you congressmen out there, they will come get you too. You don't know that yet, but they will do it. Anyway, so they get this thing passed in America. You know, it took that daughter in London or in England 14 days to die with dignity. 14 days. They had to starve her. 14 days. That's human sacrifice and suffering. It's to legalize child sacrifice of your children. Do you know that Trayvon Martin was a sacrifice by his father, who was a Freemason? Do you know that relatives and members of families of stars and singers and dancers and all that in Hollywood will give up their family member or politicians to move up in this Luciferian agenda? You have to turn in somebody you love. They have to die. You give them up by the sacrifice of death of a family member. You move up. That's what abortion is all about. That's what abortion is all about. It's child sacrifice. So the woman that's in the Wicca can become a goddess. Each life she produces, each life she takes, Lucifer will grant her that position. But see, it's only temporary for all of them. Now, you don't think there's not going to be a judgment in this world? You got to be kidding me. God's keeping it all on track. How he does that? I don't know how he does it. That's his business. That ain't mine. Our business down here is trying to witness the truth to people, no matter what. Satan is prince of this world. Everywhere. Everything. All over. You see? But he's not king. He's got to tell you everything he's going to do before he does it. That's why they put it in movies, cartoons, novels, and all kinds of different ways. They put it in front of your face. They do it in such tricky ways that you can't tell. Especially when you're busy, tied up putting puzzle pieces together, or watching TV, or playing golf at the boys' house, or going to Hilton Head, or jester meeting Freemasons. Satan's got you all busy. But nevertheless, don't you feel better when you do good deeds? When you come back and all the things you do a couple good deeds, you feel better, don't you? Well, I'm sorry, but your good deeds count as filthy rags in God's eyes. Because they're to hide the evil you did before. So that means they're canceled out. It actually will work against you. Taking Jesus Christ as Savior and knowing 2 Chronicles 7:14, that is the answer. You see, it's very important, Joint Chief of Staff, is you to go back in your roots before you gave your soul to the devil for the Council of Foreign Relations and to lie to your fellow officers and enlisted and the people you're in charge to allegedly help, train, equip, man, feed. You're traitors, every one of you, at the Council of Foreign Relations and the Joint Chief of Staff. Because you're members of Rhodes Scholars, you're members of the Knights of Malta, you're members of the Knights of Columbus, and you kowtow to Jesuits. Because you have no faith in God, yet you go to church for a show. God knows your heart. Adam tried to hide, couldn't hide. Jonah tried to hide, got swallowed by a fish. If you don't come out of it, your soul is going to be swallowed by hell. This is serious, what's going on today. Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let me tell you one more little story. Jimmy Carter, in 1977, signed a treaty. The treaty with Panama agreed to have forces of America pull out and give Panama back to Panama. A slow, steady de-escalation of forces in Panama Canal, signed 1977-78. Now, I'm going to report on this in more detail later. Right now, I just want to tell you the story. I've been doing a study on this thing. I'm going to give you the highlight right now, something I found out before I go into detail. So this thing began 1977-78. Now, keep in mind that a new world order was planned to happen December the 31st, 1999. Y2K was part of that. To start the millennium with a new world order. And World War III. In comes Kosovo. Billy Bob Clinton. Yeah. And so, when this treaty enforced now, well then, a slow de-escalation of military forces started being removed from Panama Canal through the 80s. 84 was to be Rex 84, another military takeover of the U.S. government. Nixon, North, Giafrida, Cap Brooks uncovered it, but he got shut down in a meeting about suspending the American Constitution in the times of a national disaster. Constitution be suspended, which doesn't exist anyway, for martial law. That's how it works. So even if you had a constitution with a situation with a with national disaster declared, it's suspended anyway. Boom, just like that. Well, anyway, we got through that. Didn't happen. Heading up to 1992-93, they had to open up the Middle East. The American progressives always tried to jump ahead of the Illuminati. They were warned, don't jump ahead. Things have got to happen. Certain things and certain events. See, the Third World War has to be between Islam and Zionism. So it wouldn't work in the 1960s. But our progressives tried to hurry it up. It wouldn't work in 1972-74. Too soon. Very impatient. Americans are. American Illuminati. Wouldn't work in 1984 either. Didn't have Islamic fundamentalism set up yet. You see? Islamic fundamentalism was being set up in Afghanistan using the Russians as the excuse. As Russia and America working together. Working together. Using Afghanistan, pulling Russia into the war, as the Illuminati in Russia agrees to, Ginsburg. And American Illuminati working together, Council of Foreign Relations, you got it? To now get the next enemy, Islam, up and running. That's what Afghanistan was all about. Oh, and don't forget the drugs. CIA bringing the drugs in the country. Oh, yeah. After all, I've been doing it since 1950. So, yeah. So once Russia pulled out, they had their 10,000 Mujahideen ready to go for the next fictitious alternate enemy called Al-Qaeda, later ISIS. And here we got another enemy. Cold War is over? It wasn't really. Reagan lied. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Oh, what a liar. They all work together. Gorbachev Foundation is part of the round table anyway. So now they move 10,000 Mujahideen, Muslim hardcore terrorists, trained by CIA, Pakistani intelligence, Turkish intelligence, Saudi Arabian intelligence, and Iranian intelligence working together, and I can give you the functions of each one. I've done it before. Move them to Bosnia, Herzegovina, and the Balkans to target Serbian Orthodox Christians, to encompass the Albanian Muslims, which are lukewarm Muslims, and their victims too. The Albanian Muslims are victims of the American administration and the hardcore Islamists. I'll tell you, the Albanian Muslims would confide in me. They didn't like those Al-Qaeda hardcore members running around in our area, our district, in Jeleni, Kamenica, Fatina. They say, Tom, we don't like them. We're Muslim, but we don't like those guys. And they were frustrated, the Islamic hardcore that was coming to Kosovo. They were frustrated because the Albanians wouldn't follow up. Matter of fact, you had some Albanians say, you come around my house again, I'll kill you. To some Islamists, they would pay the Albanian Muslims to be Muslim. I know. And boy, they didn't like me reporting that neither. I said, I got reports here from the field that says these Al-Qaeda you got running around my district, and I'm talking the American base, that they're paying them to be Muslim. Woo, they didn't like that at all. And I really don't give a hoot. Or I didn't then either. I don't now. And stick up their wazoo for all I care. And I felt that way too then. I didn't like it. And access all kinds of reports that people give me. That's what was really going on in Kosovo. Albanians and the Serbs were victims of the United Nations. You'd have Albanians and Serbs going on the beach of Montenegro. Not a problem. Not a problem. They come back to Kosovo. Now they're fighting each other. Because of the UN. You had good UN workers there too. They would get sent away if they tried to do too good a job. I saw it. And I didn't like it. That's how it really works. Back to Jimmy Bob Carter. So 1977-78, he signs a treaty at Panama Canal to withdraw U.S. military forces over the long term. The Third World War was supposed to have been started when Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar Clark, Powder Puff General Clark, a progressive, that's all he is anyway, was to start the time bomb for World War III in Kosovo. That's what that was for in June 1999. Look it up right now. The man who tried to start World War III, you'll find Wesley Clark. It was stopped when he ordered James Blunt, Lieutenant Blunt of Brit's mechanized unit, to intercept the Russian Spetsnaz, 200 of them, when we invaded Kosovo. Notice how I use the words. Under the guise of helping Albanians defeat the Serbs, when both are victims of the UN, the Russians said, we're going to take the airport in Pristina. Well, the opportunity came up for Clark. He ordered a mechanized unit of the Brits to intercept the Russians who were part of the force and stop them from taking Pristina Airport. He knew what he was doing. Well, James Blunt's no stupid individual. He had a responsibility. So he calls up his general. General, no kidding, Michael Jackson. Can you imagine? He calls up General Michael Jackson. He says, I got a problem here. So they're face to face with 200 Spetsnaz Russians. And guns drawn, getting ready to go at it. He says, I've been ordered by Wesley Clark to stop the Russians from taking the airport. And we're in a bad situation. He says, I'll take care of it. Pretty much, he lets Wesley Clark know. He's going to let him take it anyway. He says, I quote, I'm not starting World War III for you. Unquote. General Michael Jackson's got some guts to him. Tell Wesley Clark to stick it up the wazoo. So it fell apart. Now, well, you say, what does that got to do with Jimmy Carter? Well, now, hold on a minute. I'm going to get there. So what was supposed to have happened was World War III by December the 31st, 1999. And the New World Order by the year 2000. And 9-1-1 by 2001. All that was supposed to take place. Now, back to Jimmy Carter. So we're pulling out our presence out of Panama Canal. 1980s. 1990s. And so I found out that the diehard date for a total withdrawal of U.S. forces out of Panama Canal was, guess when? December 31st, 1999. Now, some of y'all haven't put this together. Let me spell it out a little bit better. China is going to invade the United States. Russia is going to invade the United States, if you haven't figured that out already. So what they did was, our progressives, Carter and Clinton, made it able for the Chinese to sneak up on us by design, just like FDR did with Pearl Harbor, by withdrawing U.S. forces over the long term, making them weak enough to not be able to stand a Chinese invasion. And so be fully pulled out by December 31st, the Russian invasion is supposed to take place, and Chinese invasion coming from Nicaragua, Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, Mexico, in the United States. China's supposed to hit the West Coast, like the Japanese were supposed to have done in World War II. The Russians are supposed to come through Canada, like Hitler was supposed to do in the sixth phase of World War II. Y'all get what I'm telling you right now? So it didn't happen now, did it? Because Clark failed. A lot of things failed that period of time. So what they did was, they went from Panama Canal, when the U.S. forces pulled out, left a vacuum of jobs, more readily accepting the Panamanians to the Chinese to give them jobs back through Costco. In concert, Billy Bob Clinton working with Jimmy Bob Carter. When the old Billy Bob Clinton became president, he's going to give Long Beach Naval Base in California to Costco. Had to lease it. That allows China to bring military equipment in through Long Beach Naval Base under the guise of commercial activity. Just like Carter set up in the Panama Canal. But it's not about commercial. That's the cover story. It's about military operations is a real story. So the Chinese build bases, South America and Mexico, waiting for the day that they can then continue with the operation that just slowed down. So they've been infiltrating by way of immigration to the southwest border area. Now you know why there's a porous border. It's not about drugs. Drugs is a given. It's about bringing military personnel into America. Now, 1999, our third last debt from 1789, 1859, 1929, is all supposed to end 1999. All of it in the same year. We had no more money, no more collateral. New World Order. Didn't happen. Uh-oh. No more collateral. Uh-oh. China buys our debt. Collateral. They come up with foreign trade zones. 290 of them inside the United States. Man, there's one here in Mount Airy, North Carolina, for gosh sakes. Foreign trade zone 230. Freemasons are behind this. It's industrial parks giving jobs to people. Whoopee. Problem is, it's sovereign Chinese territory. Opie. There's your collateral. Look up Chinagate. Link it up with Billy Bob Clinton. 1990s. Treachery. Knights of Malta. Knights of Columbus. Council of Foreign Relations, Rhodes Scholars, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, openly calls for a military coup to be acceptable of the U.S. government.
Don't fail. She failed. She's hurt. She failed.
I have an emergency here, family. I have to stand by. I'll be right back.
You will never leave me. I
I'm back at you here. We had a little problem here. So I tell you, when you start telling things and saying stuff, things move. A little bit of emergency here, so we took care of it. Family prayer for all of us. Prayer for all. Because things are going to change. Satan's moving. Satan's keeping the truth back. Certain truth he's letting out that's beneficial. For example, they're going to tell you all about the Illuminati. They've even got a website. They've got recruiting type videos for the Illuminati. They had a question on Jeopardy about the Illuminati. They want the Joe public to know about the Illuminati. Why? Because they're going to come out sometime here in the future. And there'll be an announcement that the bad guys have been defeated. Certain people will be arrested. Illuminati has been defeated. Bankers have been taken out and all this and all that. It will be a lie. It's called the dialectic. So they want you to know who the bad guys are now to bring on other bad guys pretending to be good guys. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one. And Satan is prince and god of this world, but he's not king. But right now, he is god of this world with a little g. The 7-year tribulation period is yet to come. It's not started yet. But when it does, you'll know it. It'll be worldwide. It won't be localized. In this country, America, because we've been participating in these wars, it's been orchestrated by the Illuminati from day one. Because of children that's missing every year in 500,000 or more every year. Because of same-sex marriage, because of all these things going against God. You think we're going to escape unscathed? You got to be kidding me. Are we humbling ourselves? No, we're changing the laws to match the humanist manifesto. To match the humanist manifesto. Family, it's going by the book, and there's nothing that the Joint Chief of Staff can do about it, except repent and go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is the only answer. There's no common law, jury, whatever. The Tea Parties are wasting their time coming off all these legal beagle types of things. You see, they got to know what they're really dealing with. Man's trying to fix it themselves. It's not going to happen. They got to go to God first. But they're not doing it. They're not doing it. Family, now me telling you all this other history is to let you know what the future also holds and who's in control of it for now. That's why I bring all this up. Now, let me, I had said I was going to go to Pearl Harbor. I got a little more into discussion. I don't want to say I got off on the wrong track. I think I did. I got a little too much involved there. But December 31st, 1999 was a big year, a big time. And even a broadcaster had, I think Jones, actually came out with a dialogue, like Orson Welles did, in War of the Worlds broadcast. I've yet to figure this out, actually, to tell the truth. Why he broadcasted that Putin has started war December 31st, 1999, like they were going on to the, like in the past couple months. Describes a complete Third World War scenario on a broadcast. I played it before. I'm not going to do it today. But they went through that broadcast, 31st of December, 1999, on his show. And I was there in Kosovo, December 31st, 1999. I was there October 1999. And, of course, left May of 2004. Never was there ever any kind of war. Heck, I was working with Russian intelligence. The Carabinieri. I had a couple of Albanian KLA rebel leaders was working with me. Mohamed Jamali, who were real Albanian freedom fighters. Not like Taqi, Ramush, and Javed Alethi and all those guys. They were mafia. They were working with the State Department. They were tainted. Still are. They knew really close. Taqi was really close with Albright. They loved George Bush and Billy Clinton. They couldn't say, well, Tom, why do you feel that way about your leaders? I said, yeah, my leaders. I said, Carter and, Clinton and Bush, we liked them. I said, no, man. I said, they're using you. I knew that back then even. Because I didn't know about the world order back then, but I knew about the messing around that we were doing. In 1973, Kissinger and another general, Alexander Haig, family, they authored a document, planning document, called NSSM 200, Depopulation Plan. It's a murder plan. Just call it what it is. Depopulation, not pro-population, depopulation. Kill people. What it amounts to being. Kissinger and Haig. Both of them evil to the absolute total core. Well, 1973 is a long time ago. So being the New World Order is going to take over in the year 2000. Jimmy Bob Carter came out with Global 2000. To continue and update NSSM 200. How about that? And that's something. How these things work out. Family, when are they going to learn that God's in control? Does that wake you up? See, God causes them confusion, division, derision. God's behind this supernaturally. He uses people on this, sure. He allows things to happen that causes them confusion. You had part of the Illuminati trying to hold back our progressives so they wouldn't pull this thing together too soon. It all has to happen in one day. Our progressives jumped on it too progressively. So you had others inside holding them back. Nobody's good in this thing at all. Only Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ is the only one that's good. The only one you can trust. No Ron Paul. Not even one. Nobody. None of them. That walk and talk and breathe oxygen can be trusted. Not one of them, no time, nowhere, has ever been born except Jesus Christ. And you know the other benevolent king that can be proven and is really benevolent was King James. And queen was Queen Victoria. All through history, all the way back to Alexander, they've all been part of this agenda. Bloodline. That's correct. God answered the prayers of Tyndall in his thrones of death being burned at the stake. The Lord opened the eyes of the king. He did. And that king was King James. As evidence shows, he is a man of God. Freemasons and Jesuits lie and say he's a pedophile. Say he was a Mason. Say he let Shakespeare and Sir Francis Bacon write all kinds of nonsense. When actually letters of King James to his son Prince Henry were encouraging him to love God and follow God. He used a godly king and real godly scholars. Not like the junk you got today. In Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, MIT, New York University, Georgetown, Yale, Columbia, Stanford, Cornell, University of Texas, California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins, University of Chicago, Miami, City College of New York, George Washington University, or members of education, CFR. So if you got a professor out of Harvard or Princeton, I wouldn't buy their junk books if they gave them to me for toilet paper or start a fire. It always contains some truth, but the rest of it is humanistic garbage. And I can prove that too, by the way. You thought I was just ratting off, didn't you? You thought I was just running off at the mouth and can't back up what I said. Oh, but I can. And the way they're going to put us together is the North American Union. Sneaking up on you. The very objective that Senator Nancy Schaefer was going to stop, or at least slow down. Sneaking up on you with the North American Union. Won't y'all try to stop that? And the child euthanasia, won't y'all try to stop that? Do something instead of playing with Tea Party meetings. Make them effective. There's ways to do it, you know. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I said I can prove it, and I'm going to. Now, I already told you what Sir Francis Potter said. Was it Sir Francis Potter or just Charles Francis Potter? What he said about the education. But it doesn't stop there. And I'm not going to dwell on this here in the next few minutes. But what I'm going to tell you is you cannot trust these books, principles, advice coming from any of those colleges I named, plus, literally. Because you know why? Because there are schools of humanism, Marxism, and socialism, and they're made to be that way. And if any teacher preaches outside that preachment, they will fire that teacher or professor. Literally. Quote, Herbert London of New York University began, quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment," that's Marxist and socialism, "and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. Herbert London, New York University. Georgia Ann Geyer, 1989, she said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities, unquote. And then also in 1989, Roger Kimball said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that'd be Marxist and humanist, at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. So these are institutions, almost all of them now, that are training your political leaders, your journalists, scientists, primary, secondary school teachers. And the people who teach our children are trained by professors who dislike about everything you call American or human, because they're humanist. Colleges and universities are producing teachers, professors, who've been taught to discredit religion, disdain private enterprise, and to show contempt for parents who don't want to totally surrender the role of educating their children to them. And they're just taking these prejudices back to home schools, hometown schools, your schools. Again, I'll read you one more quote to confirm this. And my regular listeners, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? But I got to read it. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor, said in front of 2,000 teachers at one time, a teacher's conference in 1973 in Denver, Colorado. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America who enters school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. He comes to school with allegiances toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, toward our institutions, toward the preservation of this form of government, toward our founding elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future," unquote. This is how Satan is operating in our world today. You see, this is what I call putting the pieces of puzzle together. In summation of that part. That's how it's working. In reality, it's a supernatural war we're in. And so that's why I said the quote by Jan Blitz. How's a 5-year-old come to school with all that going on at 5 years old? Because it comes to school from a traditional family back in the 50s. 60s. They've tried to whittle that down using Tavistock to change the thinking through drugs, TV, rock and roll music, different Bibles, corrupted. Now you got it? See how it works? So now you can understand when I read you today that quote by Jan Blitz. Quote, "The traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame, breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings," unquote. But what they're not telling them is what their protocols have already outlined. Article 5, paragraph 11 of their protocols says this, quote, "There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence." And to go along with that, to show you how it matches up, let's put another piece of the puzzle in. Article 9, paragraph 9, says, I quote, "In order not to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim," we're the Goyim, "before its time, we have touched them with craft, have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism. And these springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We've got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of elections, in the press, in the liberty of the person, but principally in the education and training and being the cornerstones of free existence." Unquote. That's what's going on today. So these Tea Party meetings need to understand, to defeat the New World Order, they got to reverse everything that's been done so far. And only supernaturally can that be done. I can't say I rest my case, because this case just doesn't stop. It just goes and goes and goes. Until what? Until tribulations begin. And that's going to get everybody's attention all at the same time. Now you understand why, when they're telling you, well, we got tribulations already going on in some little country, and some so-called evangelist or prophet from TV said we got dead birds, dead cows, and a red river in Pakistan, we're in the tribulations. Like Carl Gallup and Irvin Baxter and all these people. Wrong. We're not in the first seal yet. It will be worldwide judgment. But it's not yet. Is it being set up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's being set up. You see, World War I was the war to end all wars. It didn't, did it? No. Could they claim it's the end of the world? Yeah. But it didn't happen, did it? World War II. Hitler was the Antichrist. Didn't happen then either. Every generation, Satan's put one of his guys in place. You got that? Every generation. Nimrod, Alexander, Hitler. Satan doesn't know. His fallen angels don't know. God's got them thinking. God's got them jumping. God's got them going here, going there. They have no idea when God's going to pull that carpet. And so their alleged success of New World Order, they know their time is short. When they finally get that New World Order is when their fear will begin. Because they know their time is real short. Because they are defeated already. You see? But in the meantime, let me show what they're doing. Watch this. Oh, yeah, news today. Watch this. Now, I've laid the groundwork the past hour and 45 minutes. You had a black singer. You see, right now, look at the news. It's all about white and black now. It's all about black and the white. Bundy Ranch didn't work out too well. The patriotic thing just kind of fizzled. But now they're really pushing the racial incident just like they did in the 1960s when it fell then. Now they're trying to push it again in the news. It's all set up by the Jesuits, Freemasons, CFR. Here we go. Watch this. Remember the song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas? Okay. You got a group now that's raising Cain because, what's his name? Hold on a second. Let me get what his name was. Darius Rucker. It's a good song, too. I'm not into Christmas, but nevertheless, the song we've heard all our lives, the White Christmas song, is now racist. Black singer slammed by liberal xenophobes for singing Christmas song. Man, the Jesuits are working hard, aren't they? They're grasping everything they can to cause us to be tied up, busy, and go at war with each other and to sow discord. Like they did in Kosovo, like they did in Europe, like they're doing here today. Now, today in America, man, it's a smorgasbord of discord. Black against the white, abortionists against anti-abortion. I mean, you just name it, man. There's a thousand different groups that they're causing to fight each other for one thing or another. And they use their pit bull dog to make Christians look bad. You know what that is? Stephen Anderson down in, was Arizona or something? But the other one is Westboro Baptist Church. Westboro Baptist Church is their pit bull dog. They're connected to Family Research Council. They're connected to Dobson. They're connected to Christian Identity. Yeah, Arnold Murray, all those guys. They're all connected. That's what they do it for. You see? It's all worked out. ACLU, NAACP, ADL. Man, these are all Jesuit organizations. To sow discord among the Goyim. That's us. It's working. Working like a charm. Now, do y'all remember me saying, those are my regular listeners, I was talking about how they're going to release felons in the population? Well, 5th of December, President Barack Obama, immigration deputies released 30,862 foreign criminals in the United States cities and neighborhoods, according to a federal document. It's about bringing aliens into America that's not, doesn't have a sovereignty and all that stuff, and all the patriotism and all that, to get ready to create chaos to bring order. Now, I just say banging on Obama. I mean, I'm using a double-barrel shotgun. I'm bringing all of them into it. His immigration policy is exactly the same one as Bush, exactly the same one as Clinton. As a matter of fact, that Freemason by the name of FDR, who helped plan Pearl Harbor, which I'll probably end up talking about tomorrow, March 4th, 1939, part of a quote, behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, he said, among other things, I'm just going to do part of it. Quote, and this is actually a documented quote, to hell with American people, as far as the democracy is concerned, it doesn't exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. He's talking about the Illuminati. He's part of Illuminati. I am going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible, and the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. Now, that's part of a bigger quote. You'll find that quote in its entirety on my website, watchmenforjesus.com, in the timeline that I've placed there. And go to March 4th, 1939, and do the search, and you can read the whole quote. William G. Carr, received it from Senator Lundeen, who was a member of one of the three congressional committees that heard this quote behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public until the 1950s. Obama deputies free 30,862 foreign criminals. And they'd be coming over Middle Easterners across the border, heading straight to Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit. That's why they killed Detroit and Dearborn. So they can make it Islamic. And that was the purpose, to run everybody else out, bring down the property value, and it became a safe haven of their trained Islamic terrorists that the CFR brings in. Now you got it. All the presidents were part of this. The secret society members of legislation, Democrat, Republican, they're all part of this. CEOs of major corporations, military leaders that belong to the secret societies. That's what these boys are up to. Satanic Temple wins a battle to bring Lucifer display inside the Florida State Capitol. Come on now. It's all happening now. Bishop suggests that Prince Charles' coronation include the Quran reading. Don't you find that Islam is so closely related to Roman Catholicism? Isn't it amazing? No, it's not amazing. Why wouldn't it? Since the Vatican created Islam in the first place in the 6th century. Of course it's going to look like Roman Catholic Church, but it's modified for Arabs. Oh yeah, you heard me right. After the 3rd century, 4th century, Constantine, they couldn't get the Arabs, offspring of Ishmael, descendants of Ishmael, to lock in to Roman Catholicism. So he created a religion called Islam. And they trained Muhammad the prophet using church fathers that were Arab. From 6 years old to 25 years old. Arranged marriage. They married him off to Quajana, a 40-year-old, wealthy Arab lady trained in a convent. Now, you know the rest of the story on that one. Muslim Brotherhood, the fly in the ointment for Muslims. Albana, I call him Albanana. Albana was a Freemason who was Egyptian. Hint, hint. The evil is coming out. Schools are going to be hit. Public places, knifings and so forth, is going to increase. They're putting them out on the street. Chaos, order out of chaos. They have an amazing, they say, quote, this amazing remote-controlled contraceptive microchip you implant under your skin is the future of medicine. You ever heard of depopulation plan? Yeah. That's what the HPV shot's all about. It's to sterilize your children. I got the study. I put a study up on my website. Go read it yourself. And the suicides of our troops are being orchestrated. I got a study on that too. Go read about it. Rick Warren, CFR member. Oh. Quote, call for Christians to unite with Catholics. Holy Father raising concerns. It's all coming together for re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. Quote, Pope Francis, the church must find ways of welcoming divorced Catholics and gays. Now, do you think that's maybe a re-spiritualization right there? These are all recent articles. Oh, how about this? Grand Theft Auto fans, you know Grand Theft Auto, that video game? Grand Theft Auto fans push for ban on the Bible. Top doctor claiming, chilling claim, NHS kills off 130,000 elderly patients every year. Oh, and the Duck Dynasty boys. You call them Christian? Rick Warren is their pastor. Saddleback, a new purposeful church of New Age belief system. Not remotely Christian. It's New Age. Well, Alan Robinson, co-author of Duck Commander Bible? They can't do that. They have no right. They have no God. You can't, they can't do another Bible. Well, when they're involved with this conspiracy, I guess they can. You know them by their fruits. See, finally, they're coming out of the woodwork. Coming out of the woodwork. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk a little bit about Pearl Harbor. Didn't get to it today. I'll think about it. Y'all want to hear about Pearl Harbor? A little bit of it, about how, what really happened? I got some details on that one. Well, family, we're coming into the program. I want to remind you, before we turn off of TalkStream Live, that John Kirkler, who is owner of the HighPointRadio.net network, plays our broadcast and Bible studies randomly. He has sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And we appreciate him playing us. My website is watchingforjesus.com. That is 24-hour loop of archives. And me live, you can hear me there. And my Facebook is Watching for Jesus. And I'll come on again tonight, 8 o'clock to 9, Bible study, Monday through Friday. Everyday broadcast, 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. And we shall continue as I expose this new world order in the way it should be. Bringing everybody into public view. And then when I'm done, I go about my happy little business and next day. I'm just going to keep doing it. That's how I do it. Well, family, have a great evening. And I'll see y'all tonight, 8 o'clock to 9, Bible study, or tomorrow at 4 to 6. I'll have these archives up. And I have the archives already up on my website for the show I did this morning for Jesus in the Morning, my sister Mac, on obedience. A very important is obedience to God. Very important. Obeying God at any cost. He's not going to hear your prayer. I say it's pretty important. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all, and pray, because it's going to get tight. Things are changing, and they're picking and poking, prodding, trying to figure out what the best time to pull this thing off. We'll keep plugging holes in them, or pumping holes in them. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. There is no other answer. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. And we'll see you later. Have a good night. This is your Watchman, signing off.
Are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. against them. I am with you every day to the end.